We are learning Masechtas Gittin Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the two dots, approximately 11 lines from the top of Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. It said in the Mishnah, "Va'edim choisim al get from the Tikkun Olam." Another one of the Tikkun Olam is that the Edim sign on a get because of Tikkun Olam. Break them up for Tikkun Olam. The Edim sign on a get on a star Tikkun Olam. The Raisehu. It's the Makar from the Raiseh. The Chassid says in the pasuk, "Ukasoyv b'spaseif v'chasoyim." It's actually a pasuk in Yirmiyah, which talks about Peshas the Churban. Yirmiyah was still recommending they should buy fields. So this v'kes v'yiknu ukasoyv b'spaseif v'chasoyim v'hoyd Edim. Sign with Edim. So you see that the Makar for signing a star and that works is from a pasuk in Yirmiyah. So it's the Raisa. That's the Yav is asked, the Chayra, it's Divrei Kabbalah. It's not the Torah, it's from the Nach. So the Yav says a lot of times the Torah calls Divrei Kabbalah the Araisa. It's actually a Shaila of Shainim, the Ramban, and the Rambam is really a big Shaila. But the Lashon of the Yav, it says, he says that a lot of times you find that we call something as Divrei Kabbalah, we call it the Araisa, as the Yav tells us. Like upon him, there are enough communities to that. The Lashon of the Yav says, Kari the Divrei Kabbalah the Araisa, Vechem Kam Kermis of Sanhedrin, Weichud Perichelik, Vuxubis Perich Narishpata, Vaharba. You have a lot of cases like that. Now, if Kabbalah is, there's a big Shaila, if someone has a Suffolk, we know a Suffolk there are Bottom Lakula, Suffolk there are Lachumra. What about a Suffolk by Megillah? Megillah's Esther, you have a Suffolk. So Mishmur brings down from the Privy Gadim and others already that a Suffolk by Megillah, you go Lachumra because it's Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah has maybe an element of the Raisa, like even this Gemara Taka. Because the Gemara's Kasha is, heck, you say the signing is taken Oilah, Mr. Raisa, Omer Rabbala, Tricha, the Rabbalazar. El Mishnah that says that Edim sign only should take an oil, don't go into the sheet of Rabbi Lazar. Dama Edim Asir Karti. Rabbi Lazar holds Edim Asir Karti. Really, you don't need Edim to sign a star. Just giving over a star in front of Edim is enough. The Kinu Rabbana Edim Chasima, but they take an oil. The Rabbana Masakin that you should put on it Edim Chasima, because take an oil. Why? Because sometimes, in the Maisi Sadi, the Edim who are the Edim Asir will die. You know, even the Azim is going to go away. And you're not going to have any way to Mekayim the star. They're not going to be around. The Edim are not going to be around anymore. Therefore, you sign the Edim, and now you have a way to time to Mekayim the star. Like Rashi says, Rashi says, "Dil Maisi Edim Mesira." You're not going to have any Raya. So you need the Edim who sign, and they'll be the Edim, and they will be the Edim. What do you do? The pasuk Kusoy B'Seif V'Chasoyim. Zog Rashi L'Fi Rav Loza. That's the Eitz Tovah Kamash V'Lon. That there is the Eitz Tovah Kamash V'Lon. That's the pasuk teaching us. So you're going to ask me, what was the Tikkun Olam then? We already have Yirmiyah Rei told us this Tikkun Olam to make Edim Chasima. So what exactly is the takana of then? What's the takana exactly of the Gemara of Tikkun Olam, the takana of Chazal? If it's a pasuk, so Zok the Tos Surash Rav Gamil Tikkim Alimid Lasses Kain Veloishi Apostle Bekach Tafil Chatila Kosh Bla Edim Chasima. Just he was taught us. He taught us this thing. Limid. He taught us to us that we should do this right. Make the Edim Chasima. And Avada, the Edim Chasima itself are not the Edim, they're not making the star according to Rabbi Loza. That's how Shitas Rashi and Taisvis and others are. Ella, just once you see the Edim Chasima, then you know it was done by Kashrus. That's the riot that was done by Kashrus, Edim Asira. That's one Mahalach. But we know the famous Shitas Harif holds. The Gemil was to mefarsim this thing that everyone should make Edim Chasima. It's a pasuk Yirmi already, Eitz HaTayva K'mashlon. Rav Gil was mefarsim that Eitz HaTayva. It means he let everyone know about it. Like upon him, so pasuk shot is that the Edim Chasima say that the star was done correctly with Edim Azira. The Shitas HaRif is that Rav Elazar agrees to af Edim Chasima character, which means Edim Chasima is enough alone without Edim Azira. So the takana was to use Edim Chasima and not Edim Azira, because then it's easier to be Mekayim the star. Is it to certify the star, and therefore he did it. This is brought down to Surid on the side. For those Gemaras that have it, he brings down both these things. Rabbi Yitzchak was the Rif. Kasav Shemini Miha the Lord Shrich Leidem Asira. Lehech Leka Yedeh Chasima. Av Hech Leka Yedeh Chasima. Sagib Leidem Asira. Because Lafi the other Pshat, it's a little shver. How did Yedeh Chasima show us that was a good star? What is he was given over Edim Asira? That they say, that the Surid says, that it's a Chazaka, that if they signed the star, it must have been they saw it, that was done by Kashrus. That's one mahalach in the Tikkun Olam. It's going to Rav Elazar, and the Tikkun Olam was that you just saw in order if the Edim Asir are not around anymore, you'll have a way to certify the star. Rav Yosef Aima, I feel tell Rav Meir. Imper Rav Meir holds Edim Chasim Karati Haskinu Shu Edim Afarshim Shmerseim Begit to Bnei Tikkun Olam. What the kana was that they should write the whole entire name. They should write the name as the signature. K'detayon t'nebraisa. B'rishoyin ha'yu koysev, ani ploini chesamti eid. By the beginning, when someone signed Eshtar, they didn't write the name. They just signed, they wrote ani, or take out the word ploini, ani chesamti eid, and you had their signature, you had their handwriting. If the ksav yada is from a different place, you find their ksav yada, and the other ksav was certified already in Bezdin, which means they came and said that was their ksav. So now you have their ksav, and you see it looks the same ksav. So it's kosher. Vimlav, posel. So it used to be they didn't sign their name. All they did was just sign a signature, and they had to find the signature from somewhere else. It's much harder to do because you have to remember that, oh, that signature looks familiar, let's find another signature like that. So I'm Rabbi Gamil. They made a big takano. They should write the name in the git. So Rashi, they used to just sign the name. Just make a signature. No name. Just make a signature. That's what they used to do. And they used to find the signature, the same handwriting. So what was the Tikkun Olam? Rashi says, once you know the guy's person's name, he said, everyone know. Does anyone know Reuven ben Shimon? Anyone know that person? And they don't know that person, they will find a way to sign that, see if that's his signature. But if you don't know who it is, it's much harder to find someone to Mekayim Mishtar. So until then, they did not write any name on it. They just, like the Rashi says, Mepharsh was saying, Reuven and Shimon, Karlo Hoyu Chasumim, Elani Ploini Chasamti Eid, Loy Hoyu Noikav Shmoy. It didn't say the name. Actually, the Yavitz learns, different than Rashi, he says, they used to only write the name Reuven, only the first name. They didn't write the father's name. And of course, there's Kama Reuven in Bashuk. There's a lot of people who are Reuven. They used to always write Reuven. That's what the Yavitz learns. But Rashi learns, they wrote nothing, no name. And the Takana was to write out the name. And the Tosfos Rosh says, this Takana is Ma'akav V'Di'Ever. Like the last Takana to put an Eidei Chesima, that's just the Eitzah Tayvah Kamash V'Lon. That was that Takana, Fidei Pshat. Fidei Pshat, Tekana Olam was that you have to write the name Mamish of the Eidim. This is Ma'akav V'Di'Ever. This is possible if you don't write the name. What's wrong with the Pasuk? It says about signature. The Pasuk is Gavaldic. That's the name of signature. What's Kshver? What's Kshver of the Pasuk? Zot Gemara, Vahara, Frik Gemara, Vasimon Allah, you have to write the name? What's your word of Simon? Rav Tzayakura. Rav, when he signed his name, he signed a fish. Rav Chirina Tzara Charusa, he made a decal, he made a palm tree. Rav Chista Samach, he used to make a Samach for the name Chista. Rav Hoshia Ayin, he put an Ayin there. And they didn't write the whole name. So you see, you have to write the name, and they only put a simen, a remez. Rav Baravhuna Tzara Makusa, he used to make a picture of a mast of a ship. So the kasha is, if we just said that as tikkun olam, you should write the name, therefore you'll be able to find someone to mekayim neshtar. So what does it help if you write a picture or remez? You're not going to find anyone if you have a samach. And for the Gemara, Shani Rabban, the Mekiyim Simnayu, these people, the very big people, everyone knew that when you see a fish, someone signs with a fish, that's Rav. And you knew if it's a charusa, you knew it's Rav Chanina, or a samach, it's Rav Chista. Since everyone knew it, so it's the kiyim of a tikkun olam. Like, but before that, everyone knew about it, so how are you allowed to do that? You know, the first time you made a samach, how are you allowed to do that? So you're not keeping the takana. So how did everyone know right away the samach of Chista? And the Gemara Badiski, that he wrote a lot of shilos for tshuvas, and shloimos, which means like saying hello to people, and they were very famous, they had a lot of letters going back and forth, so everyone knew this signature was, this sign was referring to that person, and therefore, they were very famous, and therefore, that is a kiyum of writing the exact name. That's the tikkun olam of Eidim that Achosma Aget, and the two pshatim are either is because really Eidim is sirikarti, and chasima is just if they die, and that's just an eitzah type of kamash v'lon. And the second pshat is no, going Aramea, Eidim chasima mamish. So what was the takana? Of course, they have to sign. There is the takana was to say the name mamish. Zotimaravaita. Hillel Huskin Prusbul. It says in the Mishnah that not a tikkun olam. Hillel was sacking a Prusbul because of tikkun olam. We know that when it comes to Shemitah, any chayiv that someone owed money and it's ready time that you have to pay the money, and Shemitah comes, the halacha is you don't have to pay the chayiv anymore. It's mafkia the chayiv. It patters you the chayiv. So they made a takana to write a Prusbul. We'll see why. It's not awesome. It says in the Mishnah Masechta Shvius, Prusbul ain't Meshamet. If you write a Prusbul, then Shemitah is not Meshamet, does not take off the Chayv. Ze'echab and Advarim Shehiskin Hil HaZakin. These are one of the things that Hil HaZakin were Masakin. Shiraz Om, Shenimru Havazazah. He found that people were scared to lend money to someone because they were scared to hit Shemitah and they say, oh, I'm Potter. Va'avru, and what's wrong with that? And it comes out the Ashirim being over this pasuk that says, be careful, ben yedovah kavavel, saying, karoiv shnasa shmita. It's a terrible thing not to lend money. So we don't want that shirim to be over this aveira. Therefore, we misak in prosbul. It happens to be on top of Lamed Zayin, the Rashi brings down. Says two different pshatim in what the reason for prosbul was. Either because the ashirim should lose money, or the aniyim should have money to borrow. But here it's saying, the Mishnah is saying a little different. The Mishnah is saying is that we worry that they're going to be over this aveira of Hashem lecha pen yedava lecha b'liyal. So what do you do? Omad v'hiskim prosbul. He was sacking a prosbul. What is a prosbul? Zeh gufish a prosbul. Mishvani lechem pleini pleini the yonim shmokim pleini. I'm giving you over, Reuven and Shimon, dayonim, I'm giving you over, that are in the city of Pumpadisa, I'm giving you over my shtarais. Shekol choyv sheshli etzel pleini shagavenu kos man sheretzel. I'm giving it over to you. This way, any choyv that person owes me, you're going to be able to collect whenever you want. Vadyonim chayisun mata or eidim. And on the bottom, the yonim sign or the eidim. This is all the Mishnah in Masechtas Shviyas. And the way it works is, with Moshe Shtarois of the Bezdin, you give over the Shtarois to Bezdin, and now Bezdin becomes the one who's collecting the star. And there's two ways to learn in the Lamdas why Bezdin has no problem of collecting a chayiv. Either pshat is because the din lo yigais is only on the malveh, and they're not the malveh, they're not the one who lend, not the lender. Or it's once you give it to Bezdin, it's kegov vidami. So it's like it's collected already from a four shmita, and therefore there is no shmita. That's the two pshatim in the Rishonim in the pshat and the Mishnah. Now, this din of Moshe Shtaraisov, we'll see, according to Rashi, it works within Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. That's how it works. Because the Maisa, how did it become now, how does Bezdin have a right to collect the Chayv? It's working with Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. But others learn that it's the Derais de Gesvara. I gave the story to Bezdin, and it's the Derais de Gesvara. I learned from a Pasuk that works. That's what Taisus learns. Umi, break the Marakash like this. So it comes out that the Umasakin a Prozbul. Umi kemidi, the Medaraisa Misham Toshvias. Medaraisa really, the Chayv is null and void. And the Hiskin Hill Loy Mashamtam, a Hill came along and said that it's not null and void, you have to pay it? How did that happen? How can you have a deraisa where the chayv is null and void, and with this prosbul, we're making it that it is collectible? So the way Rashi learns the kasha, Rashi's learning is because the whole Moisus deraisa is working midin hefker as a hefker. That we know from the Gemara's territory, but the question is, Moshe Yosef doesn't really work. So how does that happen? Midaraisa, really, there's no chayv anymore. So how does it happen by giving over stars? Tosis learns more like that. How did Hillel be masakin a way that we're just going to forget about Shvius? He was masakin this prosbul and this forgets about the whole mitzvah. You're being oiker the whole mitzvah of Shmita, of Shmatas Ksafim. You're being oiker the whole mitzvah of making the chayv null and void. The Ran learns that the point of the prosbul, more than regular classic Moshe Shtereis of Lebezdin, which is really a Mishnah in Masechtas Shviyas, that Moshe Shtereis works. So what was prosbul exactly? So he says that the takana was the rise from Sirius Star Sagi Loma Hutzvich Lasakin prosbul. Zok the Ran three things he says. Most people don't like giving over the exact stars. You know, prosbul is very easy to write. But if someone has 100 different hard money loans, $1 million a piece, he doesn't want to give it over to Bezdin. He doesn't want to see what's going on over here. Va'oid, he says, sometimes they don't have the stars. Sometimes they don't even have it. Va'oid, the prosbul mahani, afla milva peh, works milva peh also. We're actually right stuff. So the Ran's saying that the prosbul is much, much bigger and much more complicated than just giving over stars. We're saying, even at any stars, it works. That's part of the takana of prosbul. Like, upon the Gemara's kash is, how do you make a takana of prosbul and be oiker the derisa of a shmatas ksafim? Omma abaya, b'shvias b'zmanazeh v'rebihi. We're going b'zmanazeh, where shmita is only the rabbanon, the tainu to the braisa, rebi eimim, v'zed var shmita, shemoit. So it says in the pasuk two times the word shmita. Then we dash from shnei shmitas across the medaber. Ach shmitas karka, v'ach shmitas ksofim. It's a hekish. Bezman sha'at mashamet karka. When you have shmitas karka, at mashamet ksofim. Then you have shmitas ksofim. Bezman sha'at mashamet karka, at mashamet ksofim. Only when you have shmitas karka do you have shmitas ksofim. And bezman hazeh shmitas derabanan. Why? Because we don't have the base of mikdash anymore. So therefore, Shmita is the Rabbanon. I freaked Rashi that Hillel HaZaken lived in the time of the Bayis Sheni, so he was in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, so how can you say it's only the Rabbanon? emphert Rashi that since there was no Yovel Noyig in the second base of Mikdash, because Yovel was only Noyig when Kol Yishveh Aleha, when all of Klal Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael, and not all Klal Yisrael was in Eretz Yisrael at that time, there was no Yovel. It was no Yovel Zagrashi. He brings down a drasha that from the Torah's Kahanim, that from the Yishalmi, he brings down a drasha from the Yishalmi that if there's no Yovel, there's no Shemitah Deraisa. So the way it works the Gemara is like this: there's no Shemitah Deraisa. Why not? Because there's no Yovel. And then you have a Hekesh, Shemitah Ksofim, to Shemitah's Karka. And just like Shemitah's Karka is Darabanan, Shemitah Ksofim Darabanan. Tosfos takes issue with this, and one of the problems are, why did the Gemara bring down that drasha? You're leaving us hanging, you're leaving us without a very clear picture of this drasha, without saying the very important part about Yovel. Therefore, if you look at the bottom line of Tosfos, the bottom line of Tosfos Lama Vav Aleph, says, Lo Tikin Hillel Pros Bo Lodayroi, Shrehu Ahoya Bezman Abayis, the hill of Shimon Gamil, Shimon Augustine brings a raya. El acha churban, only acha churban. The Avyodi the Chor of Besa. He says he made it for after the churban when the Shmiras is vanazet. So right now we're holding like this. What? No, he made it for afterwards. He made it for the dar. He knew it was going to be charev. Like the Mar and this probably might be how do you know it would be charev? The Mar says no, no. The Mar says they knew it would be charev. They knew it wasn't be charev. The Besmekdash.
They were going to lend money.
They already stopped lending money. At that time, they stopped lending money already. But it couldn't be Oikar Deraisa. That's what I'm saying. It can't be Oikar Deraisa. That's more as Kasha. Heck, you Oikar Deraisa. And for the Gemara, Shvius is Rabbanon. Frank, Rashi, I Hill was the time of Bais HaMikdash. Rashi says Teretz, there was no Yovel. Taisa says, Taki, you're right. He couldn't do it that time. He made it after the Bais HaMikdash Zacharev, and then Shvius was, but there Shvius only was the Rabbanon. So what happened? So really, Shvius was no Shvius after Beis HaMikdash. So in the middle of this discussion, V'tekinu Rabbanan T'tsham Ezechel Shvius. And the Rabbanan was saying that there is Shvius. Because like this, really we're going Bezman after Beis HaMikdash, or Bezman is no Yovel, so really there's no Shmit anymore. So Shurim Mishmitis Ksofim. Come the Rabbanan, they were saying Ezechel Shvius, that there's a din the Rabbanan of Shmatis Ksofim. Ra Hill, Shurim Noma, how is Ezeh? Hill saw that people stopped lending to each other. Om of Hiskin Prusbul. He went ahead as was sacking the mitzvah, this din of Prusbul. Because only there are bottom. Frank the Gemara, me, you can be the Deraisa Loim Shamta. If me Deraisa, the Chayiv was still Chayiv, and they were massacring that there is Shemitah Ksafim. How do you do it that way? No, so we don't know that yet. On Abaya, Sheva Val Taisu, it's Sheva Al Taisa. Sheva Al Taisa is that you're allowed to be Oikar Deraisa by Sheva Al Taisa. Like this. So let's get this Gemara claw. The Gemara Akasha, the Gemara thought that Shemitah Sofim is Deraisa. The Gemara says, how do you make a prosbul? It's potter. You make a guy give money now? So we're saying, you're right. It's Bezman Azeh, that's only Derabbanon. And the Derabbanon said, the Rabbanon said that you have to pay. On that, the Rabbanon said, no, you don't have to pay. It's a prosbul. You can make your own Derabbanon. But then the Gemara's kasha was, what was Pshat Takana said that the halacha is that there's no chayv anymore? I now don't have the Raisa either. The Raisa is the ichayv after Beis HaMikdash Zacharev. So how can you say that you are potter? That said, that's not a kasha. Shev al taisa, the chazal could be oikar the Raisa, but shev al taisa, saying not to something. What's the classic example? Rashi brings an example. Lulav and shayfer on Sukkot. The first day of Sukkot is the Raisa, the shekel lulav, and the bull shayfer. If it lands on Shabbos, you don't do it. How do you oikar the Raisa? Teretz is shev al taisa, oikar the Raisa. That's not shver. So that's the first mahalach in the whole prosbul. The prosbul is only bezman hazeh. And the whole Bezman is there, the whole Shemitah is only the Rabbanon, the whole Shemitah itself is only the Rabbanon. Hey, can you do Shemitah itself? Because Sheva al Taisa. Taisa actually asks, so what when you're Mesakin, it's new to Kanas, why are you Mesakin Yovel as well? Taisa did a massive ticken. But how do I ticken on Yovel, Zechel Yovel, Moshim, there ain't Rav Tzibi Yechon Lamech Baba, lesser by Vedas Kakar Shesham Mesupas. It can't handle 2 years in a row. So there's no Yovel these days. There's no Yovel, only Shemitah. There's no Yovel. Okay. Only can do it 1 year. Only one year. Yeah, it's only the Rabbanon, yes. Yes. Okay, that's Abaye's Mahalach. What is Rava's Mahalach? Rava Amar, Hefker Bezen Hefker. Rava's Teretz is Hefker Bezen Hefker. Now, what does that mean? So, Rashi learns the Teretz is on La'olam Bein L'Rabban Pligi Ad Rabbi, and that Shemitah of Isman is as the Raisa. It's also a Teretz. This Teretz Rava is going back in the original question. Rava is not going on a second question. The original question is going on. He's saying that your question was, he'll make a prosbol, I made the Raisa. There is no Chayiv, and you're saying that there is a Chayiv. Teretz is Rava's answering Hefker Bezen Hefker. When Ezra went up to Eretz Yisrael from Babel, he saw that a lot of the people the marriages were not proper marriages. And therefore he said, everyone got to be here within 3 days. I'm going to go through the marriages and see if it's good. Whoever does not come, we're taking away all your property. How can they do that? Terence says, Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. Ezra was from Anshe Knesset Gadolah, it was a Bezdin, and they have a power, Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. Another example, another makar for Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. There's a pasuk of Yeshua. Ela Hanachlois is a Nachlo, Allah, Akayim, Yeshua, Benun, Veroshe Ha'avois. The pasuk says, Roshe Ha'avois, Lamatis, Mei Yisrael, Begoyrel. So why is it Avois? Say Roshe Ha'matis, what's Avois? Just like a father can give his children anything he wants, he can be anything he wants his children. Also, the heads, the leaders of Klai Yisrael. So this is another makar for Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. One from Ezra and one from Yeshua when he split up the land. Akaponim, so a few right rashtons of sugya is the Gemara Akasha, Hefker, Hillel, Misak, and Prozbon. Two truths, either Bezman Hazeh or Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. Tosis actually learned like that. Tosis learns Rava's Teretz is just on the Gemara's before. The Gemara's Teretz that was Shvius was Zman Hazeh, was Medar Abana. And the question was, how could they say that a chayiv is potter? So one teretz is shev al taisa. The other teretz is hefker bezdin hefker. But on the principle itself, Taisa holds was not a kasha had a mechanics work, because Taisa holds moistish the race of works midaraisa. The Gemara's just kasha was that how would Hillel go ahead and just be oiker a whole day close matzak sofim? And at that, you're not going to answer hefker bezdin hefker. Not a teretz in that kasha. The Gemara's question was, how did Hillel come along and just make you forget about a certain mitzvah? Al kaponim, that's what. That's we were holding the Gemara here. We have a few Rashi. The Pshat is two Tutsim. A few Taisa is really one Taretz. That's talking about Shvius, but not as that.